Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Dave Ladd. He's the president of RDL & Associates, a company that works with state and federal government relations, strategic communication, and all primarily related to ag and rural policy. And welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks.
So last week we talked a bit about trade agreements like NAFTA, for instance, which is kind of in play again. And of course, TPP is off the table and those kinds of things. And then a little bit about the Farm Bill. And we didn't get very deep into that. So I'd like to dial in just a little bit deeper when it comes to the actual appropriations of the Farm Bill as it's being crafted now. It's not anywhere near ready to be put into law. But I'm just curious, like, how does the Farm Bill work? I mean, is there wiggle room on certain things?
I always say it, you have a lot of Farm Bill is mandatory spending. So okay. It authorizes, say, you know, a commodity payment mechanism program. You know, it may put in reference prices or target prices, which we've had and currently have for some of those risk management or payment mechanism tools. But there's also is a discretionary component. What you'll find sometimes, too, is it's philosophical as well as practical. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see those that even though the case may be made for a certain producer premium level for crop insurance, there's always kind of philosophical discussions that go on. For example, we saw that during this last Farm Bill when it was debated, there was it actually did get separated. The nutrition title was separated out from the rest of the Farm Bill in the House. Now they brought it back together and it brought us, we have the current Farm Bill, which is a combined Farm Bill right now, or comprehensive Farm Bill or traditional Farm Bill, whatever term you want to use. But there's, you know, I think we're going to see some of those philosophical issues arise as well. How much should be put towards conservation? And then what should the tie be between conservation and crop insurance and that subsidy, producer premium subsidy level? I mean, those are all interlocking pieces that all work together, and none of them are in a vacuum. And so you see some philosophical things come to the surface constantly when you have these, as well as just the pure policy and how the numbers might work.
That's interesting. So it does really depend on sort of who's in office, who's in power, and how that their philosophy might kind of change a little bit around with how it's written.
Well, we always see as well, you know, every year, and this isn't the Trump administration, but it's, you know, every administration since I've been around the political world, the public policy world, is the president's budget goes up to the Hill, and it's always called debt on arrival because Congress does write the bills. They do the appropriations, but it does give you an idea of kind of where the administration priorities lie on issues, where they are placing an emphasis or a focus.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dave. I know we'll want to continue our conversation about the Farm Bill next week.
Thank you. I always appreciate it.
Dave Ladd is president of RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.